Welcome back. This is a run home, all thanks to Hyundai Tucson. And we are here at a jam-packed Sporting Globe. It's a cracker. How are they going down, boys? All right? Outstanding. Look, mate, go for your life. Go get your pass and away you go. Oh, you've used them all. Six to go, play on. Go back out the front, come back and change your shirts, and you'll be right to go. 1300 01 1170. This is a run home with Joel and the Missile today. Now, in life, preparation is everything. So when you start to feel a bit insecure about things, you need to look for contingencies. And my man, James the Missile Magnuson, has been courting Andrew Voss in recent times. And I'm getting a little bit insecure about this partnership. So I need to look for further talent. So, ladies and gentlemen,
like
I need
Fleetwood
to start...
Mac.
It's like Fleetwood Mac. So we need to start bringing people through the ranks. Coach K, who is a big, big part, maybe the part on the Jimmy Smith Show, is here. It's a trial and train contract, Coach K, but you're here on the big stage now.
Is this a promotion?
Of course it is.
Yeah, it must be. It must be from an afternoon show. Yeah.
100%.
Joel, let me tell you, I was there, I was having a beverage, and then you come in and you
go... Luke Beveridge.
You're on. Yeah, the Luke Beveridge. You go, you're on. Put it down. Yeah. Off we go. Here we are today. Well, what are we talking about?
I purposely waited for you to do that because pressure. Some eat it, some get eaten by it. Now, can you handle the big stakes of an afternoon? Yes, tick that off your bingo checklist. The listeners are here saying, oh, there's one of Sugar Sane's again. Yeah, it is one of mine. Anyway, Coach K, what do you got? Come on.
Let's talk about the NBA draft.
What's your segment called, by the way?
Sports Update.
Sports Update with Coach K.
That's all it is.
Right, let's go.
Just roll off some scores, have a bit of fun.
Yeah, let's
go. Hey, today, the NBA draft, boys, this is huge, all right? So I'm just going to rattle off a few things to make note of today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So one thing you won't be too fond of, Joel, because probably that beginning of the year I said, oh, put some money on Purdue. They're a sure thing, right?
Yeah,
to go all the way.
Yeah.
Jaden Ivey, his best player on the side, drafted at number 5 today. So when you watch him play, you'll be like, oh, damn, mate, you let us down.
Yeah.
What could it be? Number 5, Pablo Banchero from Duke, drafted number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Really crafty player.
Okay, get to the Aussies. Otherwise, you're going to get hit with the Oscar music.
Right, Dyson Daniels, number 8.
Yeah.
He's from the G League Ignite. Cute, really, really crafty guy on the ball.
So he's where from the where? The G League.
G League, G League Ignite.
That's well, like New South Wales States. Cup.
Right.
Yeah, over there.
Okay. Similar. Good player.
Yep.
Really, really good. He's there. He's doing really well at number
eight. Quick question.
Yeah.
Between number 8 and number 1, what's the difference in salary? Like, what does a number 1 get you? What does a number 8 get you?
See, you're gunning for his spot. Right, you should have forecasted that question, right? You and your Luke Beveridges aside, what have you got?
I don't think I could back up like the Missile, though. Doing Brekkie this morning and doing the drive, I couldn't do it. Yeah, there's a significant difference in salaries for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, so look.
Now, hang on. At this point, you've answered the question. Yes, similar to how Justin Hodges answered yesterday. We said we need a player to look out for in the under-19s. And he said, Jai.
That's it. No surname.
No, it was just Jai.
Wow.
So, anyway, what have you got?
So right now, the number one pick, $8.8 million.
Per year.
Yes. Per year.
Whoa.
Which is really good, isn't it? Number 8, $4.4.
Okay, so half. That's still good.
He'd
almost go straight into the top list of earners for Australian athletes as a draft pick.
Yeah.
Straight away, bam.
He'd be going close. Put it this way. 3 years of playing in the NBA, he could retire a happy man.
Yeah.
So he's number 8, and it's copying $4.5 US million dollars?
Million dollars.
US million dollars.
Jeez, I picked the wrong sport.
Oh.
You too, Joel. You could have been at...
Mate, I actually somehow fluked my way through that sport. I was no chance in any other sport. So he, therefore, is worth six times James Tedesco from the get-go, isn't he?
From the get-go.
Yeah.
We should see how they rock up to the draft too. They're wearing bling, they're wearing these really expensive suits. Josh Giddey, when he got drafted, bought about 6 pairs of shoes trying to work out which one he wanted to wear on the night.
Wow.
So they just know what sort of money they're bringing.
Wow. How good.
It's astonishing. Yeah. It's so good.
You got about a minute to go.
Yeah, Luke Travers as well, number 56 in the NBA draft.
What's he on?
Well, I mean, that's going down the pecking order a little bit.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be much, probably about a couple hundred K.
I think I was watching that new show on Netflix, Hustle, with Adam Sandler. Have you watched that yet?
I haven't.
He's a player agent, a scout in the NBA. The minimum wage in the NBA was 900K. Minimum.
Wow. Let me ask you this. Juancho Hernan Gomez's performance, was it all time?
Bo Cruz. It was good.
Let me ask.
So is he a real player?
He's a real player. Brooksy, any good? Oh, he's all right.
He doesn't talk much. Oh, who does he play for?
He's currently at the Utah Jazz, but he's a free agent.
So how did they let him star in a Netflix movie?
They were looking around for players.
I saw LeBron James produced it.
Yeah, and Maverick Carter, their new production company. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
So, okay, hang on, stand by. The mystery man's over there in the corner. He's drinking the blacks. And the mystery man, who's about 3 metres away from me, has texted in. He said, "Hey, Joel, the mystery man needs a feed."
He's not listening. He's here. Mate, he's not even listening.
There's a steak sandwich in each one of those black beers that you've got in front of you. The old ales. There you go. We're 3 metres away. You're texting me. You're a bit peckish, are you, mystery man? Anyway, 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. This is a run home with Joel and the missile.